Welcome to episode 1477 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we are taking a break from a series on the Acts of the Apostles, but we will be back soon with new episodes that feature apostles like James and John, the Sons of Thunder, Paul, the man whose life changed on the road to Damascus, and many more. Follow us wherever you can find podcasts, including now on YouTube. In his letter to the Colossian church in chapter 3, verse 16, Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with gratitude in your hearts." And today and all week, we are sharing that message of Christ in song. Henry Francis Light was a Scottish-born Anglican minister, poet, and hymn writer who spent much of his ministry serving the fishing community of Lower Brixham in Devon, England. Frequently troubled by poor health, Light wrote hymns that reflected deeply on human frailty, mortality, and the enduring presence of God. He was born in 1793. Among his best-known works are "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven," and "Abide With Me," the hymn for which he is most remembered. It is this latter hymn that was one of my father's favorites. I can't recall how many times during family devotions Daddy would lead us in the singing of this song. Light wrote "Abide With Me" near the end of his life, drawing its title and central idea from the disciples' words to the risen Christ on Easter Sunday on the road to Emmaus, Luke 24, verses 28 and 29, King James Version.
"As they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them."
Facing declining health and approaching death, Light transformed that biblical request into a deeply personal prayer for God's continuing presence through change, darkness, suffering, and death. Its famous opening, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide," uses the approaching night both literally and as an image of life drawing to its close. Yet the hymn is ultimately one of confidence rather than despair. When earthly comforts disappear and everything else changes, Christ remains. Light died in 1847, only weeks after preaching his final sermon at Brixham, leaving "Abide With Me" as an enduring testimony to the conviction that we never face the gathering darkness alone.
Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear."
Today's modern hymn is inspired by Light's prayer. "You're with me, Lord."
In the quiet of the morning, when the sun begins to rise, and the world is still asleep, beneath the silent skies, I can feel a gentle presence, a whisper in the air, a reminder that you're with me, and you've always been right there. You're with me in the shadows, you're with me in the light, you're with me in the darkest hours, salvation shining bright. When the storms of life are raging and I don't know what to do, I find my peace and comfort, Jesus, in you.
Psalm 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Abide with me reminds us that faith does not promise a life without evening. There will be seasons when familiar comforts disappear, circumstances change, people leave, strength fails, and the road ahead becomes difficult to see. But Scripture repeatedly answers our fear with one extraordinary promise: God is with us. We do not need to know everything tomorrow will bring, because we know who will meet us there. The prayer, "Abide with me," is therefore more than a request for God to rescue us from darkness. It is a declaration that His presence is enough to carry us through it. Everything around us may change, but the one who walks beside us remains the same.
Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
God's presence is not reserved for the moments when we can clearly feel Him. He is with us in the morning light and in the shadows, in laughter and in tears, when the road is clear and when we have no idea what to do next. "You're with me, Lord," reminds us that we do not face our burdens, fears, disappointments, or uncertainties alone. Sometimes His presence comes as peace we cannot explain, sometimes through the kindness of a friend, and sometimes simply through the quiet assurance that His promises have not changed. Whatever today brings, we can walk into it with confidence, not because every problem will disappear, but because the God who loves us goes with us. Father, thank you for being with us in the light and in the shadows, in moments of joy and through the storms we cannot understand. When burdens grow heavy and fear clouds the road ahead, help us to rest in your presence, trust your promises, and receive the peace that only you can give. Remind us each day that wherever life takes us, we are never alone, because your love surrounds us and your presence goes with us. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.